Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Well, hello, friends. We pray that all is well with you and your family. Welcome to our Holy Week edition of A Dose of Hope right here on WWDB AM 860 on your dial. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much for joining us today. It's me. It's your girl. It's your sister. It's your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And with me, I have my amazing co-host, my husband, Tyrone. Tyrone, would you like to greet our friends?
Absolutely. I'd like to say good evening to everyone and thank you for joining us for this special edition of A Dose of Hope.
Excellent. And so, as I mentioned earlier, this is Holy Week, and this is a high and holy time on the Christian calendar.
Yes.
Holy Week began this past Sunday with Palm Sunday, and it extends to Easter Sunday, or as we call it, Resurrection Day, which is this coming Sunday. And over 2,000 years ago, a lot went on during that week. During Holy Week, Jesus spent time with his disciples, teaching them the most important things he wanted them to remember. He realizing that he would soon be tortured and crucified. He fulfilled every single biblical prophecy, and he made atonement for our sins. Now, I don't know about anybody else, husband, but that's a good place to stop and give God some praise.
Yes, give God some praise.
Yes,
thank you,
he's
Jesus.
Worthy.
Yes,
I know it's hallelujah. The truth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
yes,
be
God.
To God. I want to encourage you, beloved, as Jesus hung upon that cross on that day, he had you in mind. And that is why he would not come down from the cross save himself.
Yes.
As the song says, but he decided to die to save you and me. Glory be to
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
But thanks be to God. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose from the dead, and he rose with all power in his hands. But today, for just a little while, we're going to take you back in the annals of time.
Yes.
To Calvary's cross as we present part one of a two-part series on the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. Stay with us.
Down, we're from sin, cleansing from sin, I cry. There to my heart was the blood applied.
It is Communion Sunday. Thank you, Mignon.
Singing glory to
I thought I was the only old folk in this morning.
I'm singing glory to his name.
That's old school.
Precious name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Oh, that to my heart was a blood of life. Singing glory.
Ah, come on, help me say it. Singing glory, that's a hymn of the church.
opportunity to come together to share for just a little while on the sayings of our Savior on the cross. And so we have seven dynamic speakers on this afternoon who are going to give reflections of the sayings of our Savior. And we're praising God for them. And they're going to come each in their own way and share what their reflections are on the sayings on the cross. And so our first speaker on this afternoon, give me just a second. I had it right here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give me a minute. Our first speaker on this afternoon is going to give us the word of forgiveness. And we're going to have Elder Boaz Parker, and he's from New Beginnings Haven of Hope Church. He's going to come now and give us reflections on the word of forgiveness.
Amen. Amen. The word of forgiveness, I will be coming from Luke, the 23rd chapter, verse 34. And it says, then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My word is the word of forgiveness. Here we see that Jesus is on the cross at Calvary. And the Bible lets us know that he's positioned between two criminals who were also scheduled to be put to death along with Jesus. The Bible says that as Jesus was on the cross, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. This is a powerful statement as Jesus, an innocent man, hanging between two criminals who has done nothing wrong. Jesus done nothing wrong, but he asks the Father to forgive the ones who are guilty of wrongfully putting him to death. This is as powerful as Jesus extends compassion and forgiveness even though he is being put to death. You may ask, how does this relate to us? We too have said and we have done things that were not pleasing to the Father. And by right, we were guilty of receiving the penalty of our sin. But Jesus, who loves us beyond anything that we could do, he has extended his forgiveness. And now we can boldly proclaim that we too have been forgiven. I'm forgiven because he decided to die. He decided to die knowing that I would mess up. And because he died, I can proclaim with assurance that I am forgiven. He loved me enough that even on the cross, he died with me in mind, knowing that I could be forgiven and that I could have life and life more abundantly. I'm so glad that Jesus decided to die. And as a believer, I can proudly and proclaim that I have been forgiven. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Elder, for that powerful word. I'm with you. I praise the Lord. Thanks be to God that I am forgiven. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord for that word. And the next word is coming from Sister Toni Winston. And she has the word of salvation coming from Luke 23, verses 42-43.
Praise the Lord. As I reflected on salvation and what it means to me, all I could hear over and over in my spirit is that Jesus saves, and Jesus saves to the utmost. I reflected on how Jesus saves us from ourselves, our choices, our bad decisions, our temperament, punishments, consequences, and so much more. The word salvation is a noun, which denotes that salvation is a thing. But what is this thing we talk about, preach about, speak about, and sing about? The general definition of salvation is preservation of or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. For Christians, salvation has a slightly more in-depth and more specific meaning. Salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences brought about by faith in Jesus Christ. Simply put, salvation is the belief and acceptance of God's love, his grace, and his favor for us. This is revealed in Luke 34, 42, and 43, which reads in the Living Bible translation, then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, "Today you will be with me in paradise. This is a solemn promise. In other words, salvation has come to you this day." Here we encounter two thieves hanging on each side of Jesus to be condemned and put to death for the choices they made, the actions they've taken, and the unbelief or refusal to believe revealed throughout their lives. Hanging there in the middle is the Savior of the world, the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who was battered, beaten, bruised, and humiliated out of love for us and obedience to God the Father, so that we would be and could be saved from damnation, which was his assignment, according to John 3:16-18, which reads, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son." Here we see God's unmerited love and Jesus' unwavering obedience to God and his assignment unto death. In our scripture text for today, Jesus demonstrates this unwavering love and faithfulness unto his Father, his assignment, and his people. What a mighty God we serve. What a blessed Savior we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Toni, for that powerful word. No greater love than the love that God showed for us through his Son, Christ Jesus. And we thank God. Thank God for that word going forward. And now the next word is the word of relationship. And so I want to make sure I see Christine is on the line. I just want to, Christine, are you able or you want me to go ahead? I know she wasn't quite feeling well.
Yes, please go for me.
I got you. Yes, yes, yes. Not a
thank
problem.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, no worries. Feel better, sweetheart. We're praying for you. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. And so the word of affection, John 19:26-27. I'm going to do that one. Right quickly. And the word of the Lord says, when Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. And so, my friends, I want to talk for a little while. And I've been talking about this, that God laid this in my spirit. It's time to bring a community back. Jesus established a new relationship between his beloved mother and his beloved disciples. He said to her, "A woman," and he said that out of respect, "Behold your son." From now on, this is your son, and son, this is your mother. Y'all look out for each other. Y'all take time with one another. Pay attention to the needs of each other. I'm not going to be with you physically, but I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send my spirit. But in the meantime and in between time, take time for community. One thing we need to understand as believers, as individuals, God said it's not good for man to be alone. And so it's important for us to be in community with other believers. Psalm 33, I believe, says, "Behold how pleasant it is for brethren," and when brethren, we're going to put sister in too, "humankind to dwell together in unity." That's important. Yes. Friends, I've come to let you know, as the songwriter said, I think it was Hezekiah, "I need you, you need me." Amen. We're all a part of God's body. Listen, stand with me, agree with me. And when I say agree with me, that doesn't mean go along with everything I say, because sometimes I might be in error, but agree with me in prayer that God's will is going to be done. Because here's the gift, don't miss this. Bible lets us know where any two come together as agreeing, touching and agreeing in the spirit. God said it's going to be established. I got some people on the altar I'm praying for. I need you to agree with me. I got some situations
situations on the altar that I need God to come see about me. And so I need to be in agreement with my sister and my brother. It's time to bring community back. The pandemic has scattered us as a people. And I'm going to be honest, these cell phones and social media and technology, as I always say, technology is a great thing, but what it causes is division and isolation. And that's prime ground for the enemy to work on us. But guess what? Jesus was looking out even as he was getting ready to give up the ghost. He said, son, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. Y'all come on, get together in community and finish what we started. Finish the work we started, because there's a lot of work to be done. And so I thank God for a spirit of unity in the community. I'm done. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank Amen. You, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And at this time, Amen. We're going to hear a selection, and then we're going to go to our next word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good, and we thank him so very much. Hallelujah, for all that he is doing on our behalf.
I'm happy, y'all. Yes, I am. I'm happy, y'all. Say it one more time this afternoon. Come on.
Can y'all hear it now?
Cross where I first.
For your forgiveness. And the burden. The burden of my heart. Rolled away. I receive myself, and I'm, yes I am, I'm happy, y'all forgive me, but I'm happy, yes I am, I got a little hate in it, but I'm so glad it was at the cross. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. It was there. Yes, it was. I received my sight. Yes, I did.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. At the cross, where I first saw the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. And so at this time, we're going to go to our next word for this afternoon. And that is the word of abandonment. And that's coming from Reverend Darlene Winston from New Beginnings Haven of Hope.
Praise the Lord. The word of abandonment, which is coming from Matthew chapter 27, verse number 46. And it reads from the New King James Version. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is my God, why have you forsaken me? So this word forsaken and some of the contemporary translations is the word abandoned. And I'm so glad that this was one of the words that was uttered by Jesus on the cross, because only God could have known just how important, impactful, and applicable the word abandoned would mean to all humanity. Much of what we are suffering from and suffering with today stems from issues surrounding abandonment. You don't believe me? If I was to share with you some of the results or the behaviors of those suffering abandonment issues, you would either say amen or ouch. You would say amen because you could clearly see those behaviors in those around you. Those whom you interact with on a daily basis, both casually and intimately. And if you can't say amen, you may say ouch, because quiet as is kept, you may be the one that I can identify with those behaviors. But WebMD describes abandonment issues as stemming from a fear of loneliness, which can be a phobia or a form of anxiety. And how many anxious people do we have today? How many anxious people do we come in contact with today? Again, if you can't identify with the anxious people around you, it seems like everybody is anxious about everything. Even people who seem to have it going on, they're also anxious. But how many of us know it doesn't matter what you have going on the outside if you don't have Jesus on the inside? Jesus Christ is the one and only, the Prince of Peace. But he spoke these words to let us know that he identifies with those who feel abandoned. Because let's face it, God could never literally abandon himself. Right? In Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 15, it says, we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And that is why I am so glad this word of abandonment was one of the words that Jesus uttered from the cross, because not only did he feel what we feel, but he is the only one who can deliver us from our issues, even issues of abandonment.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. What a word. Well, I love what you said, Rev. God can abandon himself. But one thing you said, he can be touched with our infirmities. And so we thank God. What we're going through, Jesus knows about it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And so our next word is coming from our co-pastor, Tyrone Young Jr., and he's from New Beginnings Haven of Hope, and it's a word of distress. And so,
amen, amen. So mine is I thirst, coming from John 19:28. And it's literally knowing that everything now had been finished, and so that scripture will be fulfilled. Jesus said, I am thirsty. Now Jesus was hanging on a cross for approximately 6 hours when he uttered, I thirst. Now, he was hung between two thieves on each side. And 6 hours, I mean, imagine being hung out in the sun for 6 hours. His mouth was dry, and he was just doing what the prophecy was for him to fulfill. And even though he knew that he was going to be hanging there for that long, he refused to take a drink at the time that the Roman soldiers kept on trying to prod him to take a drink, until it was done that his prophecy was fulfilled to suffer on a cross for us. I can only imagine hanging there that long. When you think about even us as human, as being on this earthly walk, we get thirsty. But for him to hang there for 6 hours to just do what he did for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He suffered such bitter agony and darkness, covering our guilt and sin and shame. And at that time, he finally decided to say, I thirst. And he did ask for a drink. And it was so that he can get that dryness out of his mouth, so that he can utter that final statement that we will hear about as well. But he, to me, I reflect on it as just as Christ said, "I thirst," from the cross, we have to thirst for God's presence,
yes,
to be ever present in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank Jesus for that.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It reminds me of my favorite scripture, Psalm 42. As the deer panteth after the water brook, yeah, so long as my soul, my thirst, I thirst after, yes, thee, O God. We thank God for that thirst, like you said, after the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. And things of God. He got
up. Oh, yes.
He got
up. Death couldn't hold him.
Death could not hold him.
My Savior. Everybody gonna sing that, come on.